Liberal Catholic Paper Slams Cardinal Timothy Dolan for Praising Trump. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 29, 2020. The Progressive National Catholic Reporter, NCR, published an editorial Tuesday trashing New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan for capitulating to the Republican Party. In their op-ed titled "Dolan Delivers the Church to Trump and the GOP," the paper's editors lament that the Cardinal Archbishop of New York has inextricably linked the Catholic Church in the United States to the Republican Party and, particularly, President Donald Trump. An unapologetic shill for the Democrat Party. NCR said that the U.S. bishops had been masterfully manipulated by the Trump administration into participating in a conference call with the president, during which Cardinal Dolan reportedly said he considers himself a great friend of Trump and that he was honored to start the comments on the call. The following day, the cardinal announced inside St. Patrick's Cathedral that Mr. Trump was worshiping with us, since the president said he would be live-streaming the Mass from the White House. In so doing, Cardinal Dolan provided more campaign footage to Trump and the GOP, the article alleges. It is worth noting that similar complaints were lodged against Cardinal Dolan by conservatives in 2012 when he invited then-President Barack Obama to the Al Smith dinner in New York, with some asking with disdain, "Why would you invite our enemy to a night of merriment?" NCR, of course, had no problem with this at all and defended the cardinal's decision as this right thing to do. The National Catholic Reporter, which has made its reputation through open dissent to Catholic Church teaching for decades, pushing everything from women's ordination to gay marriage to abortion, said in its op-ed that it is unprecedented that the Church's leadership would cozy up so cravenly to a president whose most consistent attribute is an uncontrollable propensity for lying. For Dolan and his fellow Episcopal travelers, the all-consuming issue is abortion, the article notes with thinly veiled scorn. That tops the agenda in any political consideration. The Church's dogged insistence that abortion is an unspeakable evil that claims the lives of a million innocent human beings each year in the United States alone seems completely lost on the National Catholic Reporter, which has been more than willing to sell out the principles dearest to the Church in order to support the Democrat ticket. "We have regularly and strongly objected to what the bishops were doing in the public square regarding the issue of abortion because the strategy has proven most effective in dividing the Catholic community and turning the institutional church into a partisan enterprise," the editors note. Parroting language from the abortion lobby, the nominally Catholic paper describes abortion as merely a women's issue that seemingly has nothing to do with the massacre of unborn children. "This absolute rule for women comes from an all-male culture that showed itself quite adept at accommodating a level of violence against already born children, covering it up and wishing to move beyond the facts and the wrecked lives of thousands of victims and their families," the op-ed states. This unholy alliance with Trump, coupled with the GOP stacking of the Supreme Court, may get the bishops the abortion ban they so covet, but it will not end the debate, the editors whine. The Catholic voice, capable of a priceless contribution to the public conversation, has been sold for cheap to political hucksters, they conclude. Meanwhile, the paper will continue to stump for the nominally Catholic Joe Biden in the upcoming election, despite the candidate's open opposition to virtually every moral issue the Catholic Church stands for. In rending their garments over the bishop's supposed capitulation to political expediency for the sake of advancing their moral agenda, the NCR editors may wish to take a long, hard look at themselves. After all, at least the bishops are pushing for Catholic principles rather than using the Catholic name to undermine the Church and promote a culture of death. Follow at Williams Rome.